Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Death Row.
Welcome back once again to another episode of Al Porter, Man in the Street, Chapter 8, Verse 31. And for those who want to send in music of any kind, you can send it to emaxxradio@gmail.com, all one word, emaxxradio@gmail.com. You can Facebook Sheriff Kiroy, Twitter, it's Alfred Porter, JR1. That M period, A period, N period is an abbreviation, acronym for Music Activism News. You can also Facebook Joseph Motley Jr. That's JR period on Facebook, or just Joseph Motley Jr. on YouTube, or Joseph P. Motley Jr. on YouTube as far as music goes. You can also, for those online, I appreciate those who tune into blogtalkradio.com and you're listening to Lake City Radio. But you can call the 646-478-0944 phone number, just like the 216-400 or the 702 area code 609, let me give you three quick disclaimers. Disclaimer number one, you get info on this show, so have pen, pencil, paper, laptop, desktop, smartphone for any and all info that you hear. Disclaimer number two, if you hear something you don't like, don't blame Blog Talk or Lake City. Call and blame Boogie Me direct at 646-478-0944. Disclaimer number three, you may not want to talk, but I'm coming to your phone line and see what's on your mind. If you can't talk, stay silent. Go back on hold. If you change your mind, feel free to call back or press one. Now, what I can do, since I've got through all of this, I have a few phone numbers on here. I'm going to at least take the time to give you a top 10 from a Monday to a Monday in music and entertainment. So we'll say the number 10 coming up. So far, Glenville Festival is this coming Saturday. Good to have it back. Number 9, a couple of things you can Facebook. BWE Entertainment presents Laughter and Soul Open Mic, which will be at the Kings and Queens in Maple Heights. Or also, you can Facebook Happy Birthday Lady T, same event. It's going to be nice. Number 8, debuting, is Facebook Lavelle's Birthday Bash Weekend. I believe, parentheses, good time 3. That ought to be interesting. Number 7, debuting the Elements of Hip Hop Party, 8, 10, 19. It's on Facebook. More on that in just a little while. Number 6, now last week they had on Facebook Cruising with Hub's Groove on the Good Time 3. Number 5, debuting, you could Facebook, it was August 4th, that's today, Twista with Man, Trap Boy Mannequin, DJ, and Yami Yam. So I think it was August 4th to be August 5th, I believe. Number 4, you could, big jump, the Facebook is Black on Black Crime Incorporated's Hip Hop Workshop, episode number 207 and other events. What could have done bigger than that? Well, number 3, debuting, Jolo and Genuine on Genuine's, Instagram page while he was in Cleveland. We'll get to that in just a little while. But they sang together, written all over your face on Instagram. We're talking about late Friday night. So within 11 p.m., we'll say something like that. We'll go in from how that happened. Who would have thought that our own Jolo, the Rude Boys, had so much going for himself at the same concert that in the number 3 slot for Friday night by 9 a.m. this morning, it was 53,007 views for our own artist. Number 2, in our area, what are the top 10 things that happened? You could Facebook the 90s Kickback Concert. It had Genuine, Next, Case, 702, Michelle Lay, Adina Howard. And the number one thing debuting, it was bigger than everything. You had 3 days of activities. Anybody who could pull that off, the New Day and Huff Festival. Now, this is what I'm going to take the time to do. Before I go to that 216-400 number, hey, since he did some big numbers, I should let people know that DJ Ellery and Brother to Brother, B2B, presents Joe Little's video release day party, which will be Sunday, August 25th, 2019, from 4 to 8 p.m., $20 cover at Cavante's Restaurant and Lounge, 691 Richmond Road, Richmond Mall, in Richmond Heights, Ohio, 44143. So if you have DJ Ellery, if you have Joe Little debuting a video of When I Think of You, a whole lot of people, you can go, and there are plenty of places to at least pick those tickets up. So I just want to let you all know that's the number one thing out the gate. Let me also, before I go to my people on the phones, I have 3 people to go to. I would like to stop right now and just take the time. I know about the tragedies of mass shootings. My heart really goes out to both regions. Also, locally and close to home, if you Facebook Miss She Flex, or you Facebook Dub Flex Reggae, for those who don't know, Ernest L. Smith, Vice President of East Cleveland City Council, he lost his sister, Miss She Flex, and of the popular group. She was a performance artist with, you could also look up Dubflex Reggae. She passed, basically speaking, with say Saturday morning AM. The one thing that a lot of people might not have at least realized is that she was that type of, I'll say, powerful, popular artist. The Dubflex band, for those who might not have known, sometimes you don't realize how excellent of talent that you already have in your region. My thing is, they've been around. They've done a lot. As a matter of fact, for people who want to know, they really broke into their stride. For those who might not have heard about them, the Dubflex Reggae Band was founded in 1993 by Terrence D. Reynolds, a.k.a. Roz T. Of course, you had She Flex, and they were in contrast to the band's authentic Jamaican sound, and their unique style of reggae was born on the east side of Cleveland. Cleveland, Ohio's Lake Erie, thus coining the term Amerireggae, determined to spread this unique sound. Their 1995 release, Destiny, was born, and they had a catalog of 7 albums and many live recordings. And the group's love for the studio is great. The underlying overall passion is extended on the stage, and they coined it Dubflex, Relax Within the Music. And I'm very thankful because I got a chance to actually see them perform an extended set at the Juneteenth in East Cleveland at Bristol Manor. And I just wanted to at least point out there that we did lose some people who were very strong in the region. I'm going to the phone line of 216-400. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Mr. Porter. And I was in for our workshop. I think it was terrific because we had a group, as you can say, the ones that was there. They were all each encouraged each other. And it was wonderful to see Mr. Cyrus Adams and that he's doing very well. I was glad to see him and so thankful. And also I was very thankful that Dolores brought her grandson, who looks exactly like her. But then to see her after going through so much, you know, the loss of a daughter, loss of a Dot, which we all felt the pain, and to see her coming out of it strong and not letting all of that she has been through defeat her. And it's just wonderful to see Angela Davis, because she is just a wonderful person. You get to know her. She's very sincere, dedicated, like the rest of them.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. And to see all of them relating to each other, it was really fantastic. So as far as I'm concerned, we had a wonderful workshop. So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
And
I
to see so many
that.
Recording artists
yes.
coming. You know, and the,
right.
what I like about them is they may have all record deals or whatever, but they, you know, a lot of people would get so arrogant or whatever, but these young folks are really accepting. They try to help each other, and I think it's just wonderful, and I like to see that in the workshop. So keep up the good work.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Please hold the line, and I thank you very much. I'm very touched by what was just said, because the one thing that's the key word is there's a difference between arrogant artists and those who wish to help each other and help build up something, which is what hip hop is supposed to be built on and founded on. I mean, if you have I will say the Power Women group who showed up, and they had three young girls, probably age ranging from 5 all the way up to maybe the oldest one might be 14 or 15, and to see all three of them singing Old Town Road without needing musical backup is phenomenal in itself. We had Harold Stallworth. I'll get to him in just a moment. As a matter of fact, no, because I might as well tell you, and you wonder why I say have something to write things down. He came to promote not only Joe Little's upcoming event, but the fact that the Hip Hop Workshop and Red Lion Tattoo and Cuts, that's the Elements of Hip Hop Party 810-19, it's on Facebook, presents 46 years of hip hop, 1973 to 2019, with MCs, D-Boy dancers, graffiti artists, and DJs at the Red Lion Tattoo and Cuts, 4030 St. Clair Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44103, noon to 4 p.m. It's a free, peaceful event. Now, where was I? Okay. Now, you have, like the last caller said, you had Angela Davis come through, Mr. Ronnie B, 108 Vision. You had Makaya and Tanaya. You also had GMS Shakespeare. Errol Porter gave the history EP of VoiceOfRadio.com. Brother Lavelle Thomas didn't come to speak. He came to let people know he'd be at the event this coming Saturday, as well as the fact that it's his birthday. He didn't even come to speak. He came to just show support. You had Stoney, who did the Stoney Shuffle, Major Taps, Dontez Taylor, if I'm not mistaken, Major Taps, Brother Stoney, Sheriff Kirwuri, Ronnie B. We went on and did the Power Cipher. Cyrus D. Adams gave the history of the Log TV Network. As a matter of fact, I might as well let people know that the Log TV Network is every Friday at 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on Tri-C Public Access, Spectrum Cable, Cleveland, tier only, The Log Magazine, Worldwide Zine, www.thelogmagazine.com. The Log Radio Conference is on Mixcloud at FM, AM Radio, and you can log on to Cyrus D, A-D-A-M-S on Mixcloud, and that's www.mixcloud.com/CyrusD. Adams. And the conferences, you can tune into them at WOVU, which is every Sunday midnight, worldwide internet as well. So there you go. And you can YouTube Log TV. Now, he gave a lot of his history. You had Dolores Gray, she did Zumba, Angela Davis, Major Taps, what? You did also have Jay in the house. You had CGS, Robin. My thing is this. Queens Court gave Waipu from Alabama as their challenger to go against, you know, she's the Alabama freestyle champion, so she'll be the women's champion and representative to go against the Black on Black Crime Incorporated Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show, which is on voiceofradio.com, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. But my own challenger representing the men will be Ronnie B, the people's champion. And also, Ronnie B made his statement for a couple of 4-minute freestyles. Also, Suave broke down promotions and making up your business, making your business attractive, giving people what they want. Eastside News was there. There were free news, Eastside newspapers, free T-shirts on stopping the violence, free revolution newspapers, as well as the fact, yeah, Cyrus D did speak on music and negative spirits. Dollar Rock did his Bushwick Bill tribute. So I also want to stop El Paso, Texas, Dayton, yeah, within less than a 24-hour, you had 2 mass shootings. Before I go to the 702 area code, I will say that in dealing with the shootings, I have to give the president in his speech and declaration this morning, basically speaking, talking about the violent video games, he surprised a lot of people talking about bigotry, white supremacy, racism has to be stamped out basically by any means necessary. The only ones who I know probably aren't very happy is he was doing everything. Kind of shows him he writes his own speeches because he kind of thanked and wanted God to bless Toledo for the loss of life. And there's a hashtag going out called Dayton Not Toledo, because we're not sure how he thought that the murder or mass shootings happened in Toledo, but never mind. I'm going to the next phone caller of 702-6009. Probably calling to jump all over me about even pointing that out. Probably telling me how I should at least be glad you even spoke on the subject. I'll take my lumps. 702 area code, how are you?
I'm doing just fine, Sheriff. 702 is out of Las Vegas, Nevada, for those who are listening, those who are wondering what 702 comes from. So,
right.
You know, when you see that area code, you know who it is.
Yes, sir. What's going on with your family?
Not a whole lot. I mean, just like every other Monday night, I'm working my very last hour on the job at MGI Distribution Center on Snow Road off the Berea Freeway. I don't have anything prepared. You know, usually when you ask me to speak or, you know, call on me, man, I wanna be on point. So if you have any questions for me, I'll be glad to answer them for you.
I will have to do that, and I've got to ask you right now, in everything that's going on out there, how do you see things going on in our city when it comes to maybe activism and a few other things?
Well, I'm currently recruiting or assisting in recruiting for the Black Man's Army. So that should be a very good start as far as activism goes. We have to be a lot more vigilant because, you know the definition of insanity, or one of the many definitions, is doing the same thing multiple times and expecting different results, which means we have to actually step our game up. We have to really step it up. I mean, we go from being a Black Man's Army to a Black Man's Marine Corps. And that's where I'm at.
I appreciate that, too. For real, I do. And I have to ask you, what causes you to be so, I'll say, strong and determined?
Well, I've been involved in, black issues and things like that since I come into knowledge back in 2003 when I befriended the brothers from the Muhammad's Mosque 75 in Las Vegas, Nevada. And then later on in 2010, I met the brothers from Muhammad's Mosque 18. A number of reasons, not too many that I'm going to get into. But let's just say that in the 9-10 months that I've been back here in Cuyahoga County, Ohio, I have encountered more racism, more insidiously, I should say, not quite in your face, if you can kind of read it. You know, brothers like us, brothers like us can actually read that, okay? You don't have to actually say it to your face. You can read feelings like that. You can see the contempt in their eyes. You can hear it in their speech. You can see it in their mannerisms.
Right.
I've been spoken to like I was a child out here, and I'm sorry, I'm a grandfather. I'm not only a grandfather, but I'm an armed forces veteran. I served this country, so I shall have my respect. If I have to take it by force, I will. And I assure you, I don't have to use violence to do it. My words are my weapon. My mind is my weapon.
Wow, I'm glad you said that, brother. Now you made me have to go and look up Ice-T's Lethal Weapons of My Mind. I got to go and look that one up from the Iceberg Slim.
You already know. The Lethal Weapon of Assassinator, if the people ain't stepping. You know, that was a rock head line, if you remember that one. Anyway.
Yes, it was.
I do have one thing to drop on you since you asked and gave me the time. The 2020 vision. That's a hashtag that I put out there. And it starts with a number of things. But what folks have got to realize is the 2020 census is coming up. Now, for those that actually do not have faith in our national government or our state government or our local government to be counted, does not make you invisible for all our invisible brothers and sisters out there, all right? For those that don't want to be counted,
right.
We got to be counted because you're not just existential, okay? Back in the what was that film, the family that prays, they say, do you live or do you exist? I assure you that if you count yourself in this upcoming census, you will live. You will not only exist. You will not just be a number. You will be a name and a social security number, which some would say is our label anyway. But still, we take what we got and we run with it. We work with what we get. We don't just dismiss it as if it doesn't mean anything, because I assure you, it means more than folks know. And that's what they have to realize. That's what they have to wake up and realize.
I appreciate that, because that's a strong message, and we have to get it out there that the census, we definitely have to be counted. Thank you very much, my brother, the man called Hawk, and thank you once again. Please feel free to hold a line. And
not a problem,
my thing is, yes,
go ahead.
Indeed. This, hey, I just appreciate you.
Oh,
and
not
as
a problem,
I let people,
not a
hey, not a problem at all. And as I look at my phone lines, I promise you, I'll do everything. I will get to the 216-632-216-205, a couple of other numbers out there as well. But I want to let people know, if you did miss out on it, because I guess I'm supposed to tell you certain things, because if I don't, you're going to say, you never tell me anything. So let's start with the fact that Life Obstacles is on Saturdays at 2 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Also, Art McCoy Radio Show is Sundays at 5 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time, and MC Chill Talk is Wednesdays at 8 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on WERE 1490 AM. That's www.newstalkcleveland.com. Also, if you follow out there, the Hip Hop Workshop Radio Show on voiceitradio.com at 5 o'clock. Then follow in there at 6 p.m., Queens Court. I also want to let people know that if you choose to, you can Facebook Champagne Bang or Facebook Kent and Angelica or even the Fred Barkley Live group. The one thing that I probably need to do is let people know that today, one of the things that came up, which I thought was very important and I was very thankful for, was just to be able to be a part of what happened today at the Severance Mall. Because, see, a lot of people would probably say, what happened out there? And I can tell you that I was very glad that if you go to Facebook, you might see something called, in the events, Build Cleveland Proclamation and Press Conference. As they were asked to please join us at the Front Stage Theater with Freedom First International Media President Bishop Greg, that's G-R-E-G-G-L, Greer, and Samaria Rice of the Tamir Rice Justice Foundation and other community leaders. Local news media, WKYC, was there, as well as Fred Barkley Live Group. I did put the Facebook Live from him on the Al Porter Man in the Street Facebook events page. But anyway, the main topic was to build Cleveland. That's the launch, a campaign, mission, and movement to build Cleveland in every most necessary and applicable way that we must empower ourselves to do so. So the Front Stage Theater is the first and only Black-owned theater, film, and entertainment complex of its kind anywhere in Cleveland, perhaps the nation. And the Front Stage, everybody was given at least a tour of the Front Stage. So my thing was, it was an interesting thing for those people who wonder, well, what did they talk about? Or who was there? I'll give you the brief synopsis before I go to the phone lines. It won't take that long at all to tell you that some of the people there was, of course, Samaria Rice. That's Tamir Rice's mother, who I can say I respect her because of one of the things that happened. She might have made money and earned that money on the blood of her son who bled out when Garnback and Loman took part and were accessories in his murder, the 12-year-old. But since then, she didn't go anywhere. She's gone around the world, supported other families who've lost children, came back in to build up her center here. And when she spoke She called Mayor Frank Jackson to task and city council, as well as the police department. Bishop Greg L. Greer spoke. You had Black on Black Crime Incorporated, Black Man's Army, Brick House Wellness, Queens Court, Fred Barkley Live, if I'm not mistaken, Maddie Flowers. They handed Samari Rice a beautiful bouquet of flowers. If I could say Man in the Street spoke, my thing is it's about time to see so many activists become unified. And people always talk about me. Why are you doing this? Are you crazy? Are you nuts? But it's times like this, on a day like this, on August the 5th, 2019, when you see two people like the bishop or Samaria who've gone out, hit the road, done up other things, and come back to build because they see that this place is worth building upon and want people to raise themselves up, that makes it all the more worthwhile for me. Before I go to the 216-632, I would like to at least take the chance to say I've gone through a few flyers, but I should say that the African American Museum of Cleveland presents the African American History Museum of Detroit 37th Annual African World Festival, where at the Charles H. Wright Museum in Detroit, Michigan, there'll be a bus leaving at 8:30 a.m. Sunday, August 18th, returning by 10 p.m. Tickets are $60. Children 5 and younger are free. The food includes the admission. The ticket includes free food as well as admission into the Charles H. Wright Museum. You can call 216-721-6555 for more information. I'm going to at least take the time to thank everybody who's tuned in. And before I go to the phone line, the last thing I'll add is you can Facebook Alpha Porter JR, period, with a profile picture of a sheriff's hat. You can Facebook Black on Black Crime, Inc. The website is blackonblackcleveland.com. OPN Radio is Monday, 6 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time on weupradio.com. Let's check out these phone lines that are ringing. 216-632, how are you doing out there?
This is area code 216-632, better known as I Am a Superwoman Radio. And how are you this evening, Brother Al?
I am doing excellent. How are you doing?
Well, I'm getting better. I'm getting better. I wanted to apologize for not being able to show up Saturday. I got a touch of kryptonite, and I couldn't shake it. Okay, that's the best way I can put it, is that I just have this recurring attack of kryptonite-itis that once it gets hold of you, it's hard to shake, no matter how hard you try.
Gotcha.
But I'm still going to try.
That's right.
I'm giving up. As long as I don't let it prolong over, a long, long extended period of time, and I force myself to do what I want to do as far as talking to people. That's what I do. Okay? And the enemy's trying to stop me from talking to people. And that's what happens when I know that you're doing the right thing. The enemy will try to silence you. Okay, we cannot be silenced. We shall not be silenced. And one good way, you were talking about activism, being an activist, being an advocate. And as I was listening to you talk after you did your top 10, and it was awesome, and, talked about what went on in Severance today and everything, I thought that the best way to show how active you can be is to go down to the Board of Elections or go to your local library and pick up some voter registration forms. As you're walking the street or as you're going to meetings or as you're at different events, it doesn't need to be a big, huge voter registration rally. We can register anybody anywhere at any time. And we run into a lot of people that probably might not know how to register. And so it's our responsibility as activists or as human beings, as citizens of the United States, if we want to change in this country, if we want to be known for who we are and not just, you know, somebody off the top of somebody's head, you know, saying Toledo instead of Dayton, which I thought was totally, totally inappropriate and disrespectful. That was disrespectful.
Mm-hmm.
It really was.
Yeah.
And there's one way we can undo things like that, and that's by voting. I believe if we handed our voter registrations, and not just hand them out, help people fill them out, and we turn them back in, you know, that's one way of getting it done. It only takes a few minutes. It only takes a few minutes to fill out a form, and we can say, well, we'll take it. We'll even take it back for you. Okay, you don't have to do anything but stand here and fill it out. And so I think that's one good idea. If we don't do nothing, if I don't do no more than, you know, give one or two people a day or maybe even one or two people a week, that's one or two more than, you know, than we had before. And people
right.
will then think, well, I'm a registered voter. Maybe I should vote. You know, if you're not registered, that thought's not going to come. You're not going to even think about being important enough to have your voice heard. But when you are a registered voter, that automatically gives you an obligation to vote. No matter what your vote is, you have the obligation and the right to vote and to have your voice heard. So I think that's a good idea. Pick up the registration forms. Start, you know, helping people in your neighborhood, maybe some senior citizens on your street who can't get out. Then follow up with them with the mail-in, you know, voter ballots and stuff. There's things that we can do. Because all the time, Muhammad's not going to come to the mountain. The mountain has to go to Muhammad.
Hey, I appreciate that. And you got to do me a favor before you leave off the phone. Let people know how they can catch you and your programming, even replays.
Well, replays you can catch on YouTube any day of the week, instant replay. I am a Superwoman radio channel. Please subscribe and share. You can hear my show live on Facebook Live. Thursday evenings, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right on Facebook. You don't have to leave your computer. You don't have to leave your home. You don't have to turn on your television. I hope you don't turn on your television and you turn on your computer and listen to what's going on in the Christian hip-hop, not just the Christian hip-hop world, but the Christian world as far as authors and playwrights and, you know, gospel performers. Anything that you can think of gospel, if it's got a Christian flair to it, you should be able to hear it on the I Am a Superwoman radio show. Just Google me. I'm on Twitter. I'm on Instagram, Facebook. I don't know nothing about that Snapchat and none of that stuff. I'm still old school, okay?
I got you. Thank you so much.
I still got my MySpace page.
I visit mine every once in a while to see what's going on. So I thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
And definitely,
you
too, feel free to definitely hold on to the line. I'll tell you what I'm going to do because they've been so patient. I'm going to go straight to 216-205. Do you have a MySpace account? 216-205. I know what happened. You probably said, wait a minute, I got to check. Nobody told me about my MySpace account. And that's all right. Before I go to the 216-682 phone number, and then, okay, I'll check back. This phone line as well. There's a 680 2 number that I need to check on as well. So hold on just a moment, because I do need to tell you. Then somebody will say, yeah, well, you didn't mention this event. It was coming up this week, and you're right. So I just want to let people know, because he was a guest there at the workshop, the Stoney Simpkins Show is Saturday, August the 10th, 9 p.m., live performances, open mic, special guests, and much more, food and drink specials at Spotlight Social Center at 15449 Euclid Avenue, East Cleveland, Ohio. He has his own smoothie. Wait a minute. I think I have a smoothie named after myself there as well. So I know I got to get there and check it out. Also, I need to go back to my phone line, only because, if I didn't tell you, our Black on Black Crime Incorporated meetings are Wednesdays at 7:15 p.m. Cleveland Standard Time at 15415 Kipling Avenue off of Ivanhoe, East 152nd St. Clair intersection, and Euclid Avenue, number 1, number 37, number 28 bus does pass by for those who may be vehicle challenged. Now, the number 28, I think it's Ivanhoe and Euclid, a little bit longer walk, bring you some Powerade and all of that, but the number 1, number 37 passed by that intersection of East 152nd and St. Clair. Now, let me go and check out what is happening with the 216-682. I did say I'd come to you and see what's going on. 216-682, how you doing out there?
Yeah, doing amazing. Joe Jones, Father's Lives Matter. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, and we're also worldwide, 840 members, licensed by the state of Ohio. Our newest events, we kept this on a hush-hush, but now I can let the cat out of the bag. Speaking of cats, we're doing a cat protest tomorrow, 5555 Turney Road, in front of the Garfield Heights Police Station. Turns out Garfield Municipal Court decided it would be a good idea to send a 79-year-old woman to jail for feeding cats. She did the right thing, and instead of the city taking the cats and putting them in a shelter and adopting them out, they decided to go to her house 4 different times and cite her every single visit without touching one cat. So tomorrow we are going to be there in support of the 79-year-old woman, and it just so happens the jail that they were trying to send her to is the same jail that Black on Black Crime, Black Man Army, Father's Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter has been investigating for suicides, deaths, heroin getting into the jail, you know, abuse of COs. I mean, it's absolutely insane to send a 79-year-old lady there to jail, especially when the jail's overcrowded, for feeding animals. I mean, any one of us would have probably gave animals, you know, a bite to eat if they walked up to our door and was starving. I mean, so second thing Father's Eyes Matter is looking into is last Friday, we had a young black male, 29-year-old athlete, husband, father of at least one child that I know of, a 2-year-old. He decided to go for a little stroll about 12 or 1 in the afternoon. Car drives down the street, throws down a window, opens fire on him, killed him instantly. Mm. I actually met with the victim's wife today. She's absolutely destroyed inside. This man had no gang affiliations, no criminal affiliations. Mm. I mean, a model citizen. All he wanted to do was just go for a walk. So if anybody out there hears this and you know anything about this crime, you can remain anonymous. You know, you can call me at 216-682-8341. You don't have to give your name. Just give us a suspect's name and give us a description so we can turn us over to the police and help get some justice for this young male. He was actually an athlete, too, from what I hear, and very senseless killing, you know. It makes no sense, man. I mean, now you have a 2-year-old baby that's going to grow up without a dad. So if anybody out there wants to join us, we will be there at 10 a.m. tomorrow in front of Garfield Heights Justice Center, and we'll be leaving at 12 noon. We are going to be rallying in support of Nancy Segula, who is a defendant in this cat case.
Thank you so much. We look to spread that out there and get more information to more people. Thank you for everything that you all do.
No problem. Thanks, brother.
No problem, brother. I can tell you one thing, that we stay so busy. Before I even go back to see what's going on, we'll try that 216-205 one more time. 216-205 going once? Twice? Thrice? See, I get a chance to pick on them because they did the right thing. You might ask, what's the right thing? Well, one of the things that I ask people to do is, hey, if something comes up and you, let's say, what? You may not want to talk. If I bother you on your phone line because it's the people who make the show, the creator allowed me to have it. And if you can't talk, all you have to do is stay silent. You go back on hold. That way, if you're watching Monday Night Raw or Bachelor in Paradise or any other program, including American Ninja Warrior, you can feel free to watch it undisturbed, even if you're at work. We appreciate you for at least tuning in. My thing is this, last but not least, in retrospect and in part of what was just spoke about, for those who haven't seen it on Facebook events, activists protest outside Cuyahoga County Jail in Cleveland, OH, as this protest will be Thursday, August the 15th at 11 a.m. They say the Facebook page was put up from Alfred Porter Jr. of Black on Black Crime Incorporated in Cleveland, as well as Cleveland activist Art McCoy, brother Fred Barkley. It will be strong men, color, definitely standing out there. Invite any and everybody to join us. It goes across the board that it doesn't matter what. That's just one of the reasons why we definitely look for it. We know we need to be there. And one of those things that has come up and I feel is very interesting is when you look at your news and everything like that, you just realize that there have been a few problems out there when it comes to dealing with that county jail. I mean, hey, the former sheriff of the county, he was actually asked to at least come in and speak by Cuyahoga County Council. Now, Sheriff Pinckney, who's gone, it's not an elected thing yet. For those people who are saying it should be an elected position, I would say go back to a couple of phone callers ago when Tina Hobson said, hey, register to vote, register a couple of people around you to vote to make sure that the people who don't want to put it as an elected job title might need to be voted out. I say they might need to be. Because anytime the former sheriff says, I'm not going to speak, his lawyer is there with it, and now he has been subpoenaed to speak. And then on another interesting side note, which I think about when it comes to this, you have to look at what might be going on that might sound insane and is actually extensively insane. I'm surprised Joe Pagonakis hasn't hit up my last phone caller, Joe Jones of Father's Lives Matter, to ask him, hey, how do you feel about the fact that the Cuyahoga County Prosecutor's Office will receive up to $550,000 to pay the outside lawyers to defend former jail director Ken Mills and now demoted jail ward Eric Ivey in jail-related lawsuits? Yep, there's a problem down there, Houston. Glad somebody out there is doing their best to watch out for us and see what's going on. I'm going to play something I haven't played for a little while, but it seems kind of fitting right now. Hey, living up my black life from Brother Baldhead Fred, Fred Raw, Fred G. Anyway, this is from Fred, a.k.a. Baldhead Fred. Living my black life.
Ain't no need for that violence, now quiet. Just need some self-control. Quick to pick up a gun, yo, you need to slow your roll. Whoa, no, punk, yo, don't make me go and shake it. Too many cowards out here, and they thinking that they gangsters. We at war, they don't really want peace. I see y'all street thuggin', cause y'all as bad as the police. Cause y'all killers, real. When y'all see them dirty cops, y'all ain't trying to pull them triggers. When y'all see the police, y'all need to scatter. I ain't dying over petty, my black life matter. Come on,
So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on. Come on.
You bustin' shots in the club, what for?
Come on. Come on.
When you see the police, why you...
Come on. Come on.
I see the violence won't cease, so
come on.
I'm protecting my black line. Yeah, yo, they quick to put you in a slammer. Police don't give a fair, shoot you on camera. They evil, and they treat you like a slow burner. Gotta duck them f***ing pigs till they getting away with murder. Check it, you can run, but you can't hide. Yo, I'm God, I ain't got no time for devilish vibes. Wicked minds don't not hunt, and they wanna clown me. Rest in peace, Amir Rice, and they wanna Mike Brown me. Ain't no justice in this country, and it never was peace. When you hear them f***ing sirens, that's the sound of defeat. They won't cease. They love to pick a fight with us. Illuminati cops out here blood sacrificing us, fighting us. Yo, it's hard to get out they sight. When I'm getting pulled over, I don't know if I'ma die tonight. Leave me alone, I had a day. You ain't gotta break the law, they gon' f*** with your ass anyway. So what the f*** is you wildin' for?
Come on. Come on.
You harassing me, cop, what for?
Run.
I'm protecting my black line.
I ain't tryna get shot by you.
Run.
Protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you, protecting my black line. I ain't tryna get shot by you,
That's that Fred, Ballhead Fred for you. And I see that number that dialed back is a 216-400. Did you have anything else you wanted to add this evening?
Oh, no. I just wanted to thank all the artists and everyone who came to the workshop. And all of them did an outstanding job. Glad to have all of them. And hopefully they will return next month. That's all.
I believe.
And thank
so,
you.
Saturday, you're welcome. You're welcome. Got to give a plug and say that'll be old. Creator willing. Saturday, September the 7th. Let me do what I keep warning people about so they'll know that I do these things. It's time for me to get into a few other announcements to let people know that the students, faculty, and staff are invited. The Greater Cleveland Community and Alumni for the 50-year anniversary celebration of the CSU, Cleveland State University Black Studies Program at the Student Center Ballroom. And that's October 12th, 2019, 6 p.m., which leads me to let people to know that the SPOT Youth Empowerment Series, you need youth ages 15 to 25 to register and attend for your chance to receive a $20 gift card. Lunch will be provided August the 9th, 2019. This coming, I believe, Friday, August 9th, 2019. The time is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. The location is Temple of Praise SDA Church, which is 1985 Green Road, Cleveland, Ohio, 44121. And it's for rights and voting will be this August 9th, where you'll be a cappella on the mic, I believe, either rap, you could sing it, you could do it in poetical form. But the ages of 15 to 25 for the youth, students' rights, police interactions, voting rights, importance of voting. And for more information and registration, you can call Tara LaWanda Aaron or just Miss A-A-R-O-N, so Tara LaWanda Aaron. You can call 216-323-6049. That's 216-323-6049. That's 216-323-6049. Almost messed it up and didn't get out to 216-323-6049. Also at our meeting, the Black on Black Crime Incorporated, we will have for you to be able to sign a petition, which will help. Due to persistent arbitrators' bias in favor of police in their deciding the outcome of those officers' treatment of citizens, the public, we the underlying advocate that state-supported local contracts no longer allow arbitrators to have exclusive authority to make the decision when those officers kill unarmed human beings. The Committee for Social Justice, that will be at our meeting this week. I need to also let people know, because I don't a lot of times, for people who would like to, the Federation of Grassroots Organizations, I do belong to it, membership drive, the Federation of Grassroots Organizations membership drive. For more information, call Ernest Harris, 216-835-9704. If you do that, I might actually be nice enough to, if anybody texts us the number, do not call because I'll clown on you if we're on the air. But if you text the number of 216-804-7462, I have about four more left, or do I have three more? I believe three more. So I'll say three. 216-804-7462, make sure to take care of your membership of the Federation of Grassroots Organizations, courtesy of Man on the Street. Let me let people know, Black on Black Crime, Inc. headquarters is at 15415 Kipling Avenue, Cleveland, Ohio, 44110. Meetings are every Wednesday at 7:15 p.m. Community Ministry Sundays is at 10 a.m. Cleveland Standard Time. Youth and Family Marriage Counseling by appointment, Pastor Ernest Harris at 216-835-9704. Survivors, Victims of Tragedy, Grief Support, Judy Martin is at 216-990-0679. Funerals and or repast under 100 people, inquire at 216-804-7462, 216-280-3580, or 216-253-4070. We're able to provide you space, a pastor, and flowers. Floral arrangements are by Maddie P's Flowers, who also handled and provided the beautiful bouquet of flowers to Samara Rice. 216-334-9820 or 216-761-4895. As I looked at my little time that's left, I'm glad I was able to get a lot of these announcements out of the way. My thing is, ooh, I did that. Nice. I'm getting a little bit better at what I do around here. We will have to talk next week about hempcrete. 20-foot step ladder for my soapbox. So, man, it was in trouble from the beginning because they scammed the land bank. Some pastors were involved in the middle of it for not checking and doing their homework. The community is looking like, how come the Black community can't take part in hempcrete? It's not that. It's because the main director of it was crook from day one and had proof of it. And it lets me know that sometimes you can have great plans to do things to see major things happen, but if the wrong thing happens or you don't look to check the people close by you and what they do, you can end up hurting yourself, your legacy, and your legitimacy more than you can help. So for everybody out there, I know there's a lot of people say, hey, trust no one is bad, you know, but here's my thing. You do trust everybody to say, do something that might be disgraceful or what have you, but you have to remember something. The way I look at it, the Creator teaches you that this is a fallen world, that He calls the weak and base things to come to church to change. There are some people come in and they don't change, but nobody's perfect. And so if nobody's perfect, everybody has faults and might do something. And if there are red flags raised or seems off, feel free to take a step back, pray on it, watch things close, but don't put yourself in a dangerous situation. That's all I can say. I guess I could say, hey, everybody, look out for each other. Hey, especially since Jerry Springer's not on the air anymore. He's become a judge, so he'll be doing judicial things, but I don't think I'll do a three-ring circus talk show. Although one thing about him, he sure put on the people that we knew existed out there in our community. It's just nobody wanted to deal with it and look at certain things. So with that being said, I'm out of here. Love you all. Peace.